education at the undergraduate or postgraduate level, or to travel abroad. Meet with top universities, graduate schools, and professional schools from Canada and around the world to learn about the university and college programs on offer, scholarships, as well as travel, work, and volunteer opportunities worldwide. To learn more or to register for free, please visit studyandgoabroad.com and join us February 29th at the Vancouver Convention Center.
MRG Live presents Zahara at the Fox Cabaret on March 26, 2024. Hailing from LA's Highland Park, Zahara makes detailed melodic indie rock that flits between shoegaze, post-punk, and dream pop. Their airy melodies, pensive guitar, and heart-churning lyrics join to create a dreamy indie rock. Don't miss Zahara at the Fox Cabaret on March 26, 2024. Tickets are on sale now at admitone.com.
Hello, you are listening to CITR 101.9. We're broadcasting from the unceded territory of the Musqueam people. And you're listening to Love Notes. If you've never tuned in to Love Notes before, this is a bi-weekly show where there's normally two hosts, there's just one today, and it's me, Pika. But we invite a guest on, and they feature an important relationship in their life, and they tell us about that relationship through music. So they bring some songs to the table, we talk about the songs, we talk about the memories associated with them, and every week we just get to learn a little bit more about how music and love work together in mysterious ways. So this week we have yet another guest. We're back to our regular programming after the Fun Drive episode where I had to ask you for money the entire time, so that's great. And I will get this week's guest to introduce himself.
Hello, my name is Ryan. I'm a fifth-year student at UBC studying psychology, and I'm from Pakistan and Singapore, and super excited to be here today.
Amazing. Yeah, we met a long time ago, back in first year.
Back in first year on the longboat.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, so we've been in deep water before. And who are you featuring today?
Today I am featuring my roommates of the last three years. Their names are Cam, Quincy, Tenille, and Aryan.
Amazing. And do you have a musical relationship with them? Why did they come to mind?
Yeah, well, honestly, they came to mind because when I thought about it and the sort of setup of the show, when you're living with people, we got a lot of speakers going in the house.
Yeah.
And we used to live in a big house in Dunbar. And we all are pretty big music listeners.
Mm-hmm.
And so every morning you'd have one of Quincy or Cam in the morning blast his music on their speaker. And so you'd get like a insight into what Quincy's listening to this week. And then I would play my stuff. I like to play my stuff in the shower too.
Yeah.
Aryan likes to play stuff. Everybody likes to play their music when they shower. And we had a lot of like big house speakers set up. So music was like a constant feature of of when people were in the house.
Could you ever tell like, oh, I think I need to like have a chat with this person based on the music they're listening to?
So definitely. There's some times where I'd be woken up to Aryan playing like a really sad song. And I'm like, oh, he's had a tough day. Or Quincy, you can tell how angry Quincy is any given day with how punk his music choice is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, amazing. I'm wondering if you could tell me a bit about like how the house formed. How did you meet these people?
Yeah, well, when I came back to Vancouver in 2021 after staying in Singapore for a term, I moved into the basement suite of the house next to the boys, basically. So Cam, Tenille, and Quincy, we all met in first year, and they moved in together into this big house in Dunbar. And Quincy actually found me a basement suite next door.
Mm-hmm.
And so for the 6 months of my first time living off campus, I was their neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
And we were already friends before sort of living next to each other, so that like COVID just sort of helped solidify that relationship because we were neighbors, so we were in each other's
COVID
bubbles.
Was a make or break time.
Yeah, so we ended up hanging out a lot during that time period. And then after the 6 months ended, there was a vacancy in their house. And so I moved in. Yeah. I moved into the boys' house and I became a part of that.
Nice.
And then I think it was maybe 4 or 5 months later, Aryan joined us.
Mm.
I had met Aryan in first year as well, but I kind of met Aryan through Vanier, and all these guys were living in Orchard.
Mm-hmm.
But Aryan used to come over every Saturday to actually watch anime with Quincy, and mm-hmm. that friendship sort of developed there.
Wow.
And then we had another spot, a room in the house.
Yeah.
And then Aryan joined.
And just like that, you were listening to each other's shower music.
Oh, yeah.
Amazing. Okay, well, I'd love to hear what you have coming up for our first song.
Sweet. Okay, so the first song, this is a Blink-182 song, and mm-hmm. characteristic of Quincy. Quincy okay. loves Blink-182. He's a big scream, shout, song, like sing-along type of guy.
Okay.
Especially in the morning. So if there's a Blink-182 song, you know it's most probably Quincy.
Mm-hmm.
And the story of this song is, I think Quincy and Cam both used to sing this song a lot. Whenever we'd share it, like car rides together, or even mm-hmm. rides together. And I used to hate this song. I used to get so annoyed. I wasn't really into the punk, you know, but it's yeah. really grown on me. And, like, I remember fondly that this was one of the earliest, like, during our early hangout times when we weren't that close,
mm-hmm.
but we'd share Evos to go get dinner or whatnot.
Yeah.
And this would be one of the first yeah. songs they'd play, because both Cam and Quincy,
mm-hmm.
everyone kind of knew the song, but Cam yeah. and Quincy, like, would sing it together.
Did they know that you didn't like it, or did you keep that to yourself?
I think I kept it to myself for a while, because
yeah.
I was like, I don't want to kill the vibe here. Everybody
yeah.
likes this, the Blink-182. And
yeah.
I've grown to actually become really fond of this band now. And like every time this song comes on,
mm-hmm.
I think of both of them. And after like hearing, I listen to it and I sing along to it now. You know,
yeah.
I feel like nice singing
wow.
along to it.
Wow, relationships change you.
Yeah, dude.
Okay, let's listen.
It was a Friday night, I woke alone to get the feeling right. We started making out and she took off my pants, but then I turned on the TV, and that's about the time she walked away from me. Nobody likes you when you're 23, and I saw more of these my TV shows. What the hell is ADD? My friends say I should act my age. What's my age again? What's my age again? Drive home, I called her mom from a payphone. I said I was the cops and your husband's in jail. The state looks down on sodomy, and that's about the time that bitch hung up on me. Nobody likes you when you're 23, and I still more abuse my bank phone calls. What the hell is call ID? My friends say I should have my age. What's my age again? What's my age again?
So you've grown to love a song that you used to hate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've seen like a direct change in your preferences as a result of your relationship with your roommates.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any like non-musical changes in your life that you would attribute to living with these people?
A lot, actually. A lot. And I think that's the beauty of having, like, we had a nice number of roommates. Like, there are five
mm-hmm.
guys living for like a long time together. I didn't like rugby.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like rugby at all. I didn't like Guinness. What a little British things, because Cam and Daniel are both British. We started watching rugby a lot in the house because Daniel played on the team and Cam was a big rugby fan. We started going to games together, driving to Daniel's games together and watching them on the weekends. Aww. That's something that became like an activity.
Yeah.
It's one of the big things I remember. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. I think that for me, like my current roommate relationship, it often feels like a family one because it's, we don't necessarily like plan to do a lot of stuff the way that friends would, but we're sort of like there in the evenings to like watch TV or share our food or whatever. Would you say like that that's similar for you or
you,
different?
You nailed it. You nailed it. I was thinking about this actually and how the importance of these my roommates, it does become your family. It does become, especially as an international student, and seeing as all of us were here without like our families or any connection to Vancouver. And so this is the kind of family you just happen to find.
Yeah.
We come home every evening, two people.
Yeah.
We leave in the morning with people.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a different dynamic because, as you said, it's not like friends will, you know, make plans to hang out. They'll, like, make intentional plans to hang out.
Mm-hmm.
So there are some days we never saw Cam for, like, days on end. Mm-hmm. We're like, we have no idea where he is. But he'd come back, and it's like your brother's coming back after, like, a week away.
Yeah.
And sort of it developed into this like brotherhood. These are my siblings. I consider these people my family, you know?
Yeah.
And it was pretty awesome. It comes with a different dynamic than friendship, but I feel like we built that over the course of just living together for so long.
Yeah. It's interesting. I've been thinking lately, like I guess looking ahead to graduation and whatnot, about you know, after you're done university, like you kind of go off. Having roommates isn't as common, or at least not the aim. It might be something that you put up with because you are living in Vancouver and have an entry-level job, but it's not the goal. But then at the same time, like a lot of people look back on their university years as like highlights, and like I just wonder how much of that comes down to roommates. Like, do you think you're gonna miss this a lot?
I think it's so much to the point where I am scared to live alone.
Yeah.
I dread that, actually.
Yeah.
I think I've had one year so far in first year where I lived alone, and I had a great time. I enjoyed it. But ever since I met these guys, I can't fathom the idea of waking up to not hearing Quincy's Blink-182 or his, like, silly songs or Aryan's really loud, annoying songs.
Yeah.
That's suddenly all really sad to me. And especially now that our like we've moved away from the big house and people have graduated, and so the family's kind of shortened. There are a few of us left. You do look back and you're like, it was the people in that house that really built the memories there. Like it was that family that you had that really built the place, and then we were in that together, which was awesome.
It's bittersweet.
Well,
what do you have coming up for us?
Coming up next is a really funny, interesting song. So it's 1973 by James Blunt. Kind of random, kind of not really. We're not all James Blunt fans at all. It happens. So Quincy was listening to this on repeat. So I think we all fall into this trap that we tend to listen to a couple of weeks. It'll be the same three songs like every day.
Yeah.
We'll like outplay it to the max. And so Quincy was doing this with James Blunt's 1973, and I didn't really realize. I don't think I heard it through the windows. But Tenniel did. And so Quincy left for a month to Bermuda. And every morning, Tenniel would play this song on the Google Home to wake me and Aryan up. Because me, Tenniel, and Aryan lived downstairs. And that whole month, Quincy was away every single day to the gym and Evo car rides at home. It was this song. And it became like an anthem. Like, this is me, Tenniel, Aryan's one of our anthems, actually. The next song also makes part of this summer where we just listen to the same three songs. It became so familiar that we sang this at a karaoke bar, too. Like, me and Tenniel went on stage, and like, we had the song. And it was, like, our way of honoring Quincy, and it sort of became a joke. And then we just couldn't get enough of this song. And we would sing it in the car, in karaoke at home, like, in honor of Quincy, because this was one of Quincy's weird song choices. Yeah. And now it's, like, when I think about our songs, this is one of them that comes to mind.
Great. Well, this one's for you, Quincy.
Thank you.
So these songs that we've listened to so far, when you've talked about them, there's been a bit of like a love-hate relationship there, which is quite reminiscent of a sibling dynamic, I would say, or a roommate dynamic where you're like, love you for being there for me, but like, could you take out the trash kind of deal? Would you say that you have kind of a love-hate relationship with your roommates?
Definitely, I would say that, especially now that it's down to us three, me, Quincy, and Aryan. I've always, and I think we've noticed this now, that if there's like you bring another observer, even one of our like close friends, and just watch them observe like an hour of us interacting in the morning, they'd think we're all crazy. They would think that we all hate each other. I've had people I don't know so well be like, are you guys good? Like, are you something bad? And I'm like, what? Oh, yeah, we yell each other all the time.
Yeah,
that's how we show love.
Like, yeah,
it's like these fools are my brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think I've recently realized, like after getting annoyed at them and annoyed at little things, like I wouldn't get annoyed at them if they weren't my family.
And yeah,
I would not have it any other way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even though like people can be annoying sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes Aryan's music is way too loud in the morning.
Yeah.
You know, Quincy can be annoying sometimes, but yeah. I love him. Like, I'm going to miss that. I'm
yeah.
going to miss being annoyed by these people.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have it any other way.
It seems to me that makes it a bit distinct from friendship.
Very.
Where, like, it's more kind of unconditional mm-hmm. in a way.
Yeah, it's like there's a strong bond, and this bond isn't conditional on whether I feel like I like you today or
yeah.
I feel extra happy about you today. Some mm-hmm. days we're like, we don't want to see each other, but it's that feeling of knowing that you can rely on these people and count on them no matter what. That at the end of the day, that these are your family. They're going to be here for you.
Yeah.
It's like, it's comforting. It's nice.
Yeah.
You can deal with all the little annoyances then.
Yeah.
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 Like this next song that's going to play, it's called Who Told You. It's a Drake song and a J-Hus song. Me and Tenniel absolutely hated this song when Aryan brought it.
I'm sensing a theme here.
Yeah, Aryan brought this up in the car and he was like, guys, let me put you on some new Drake. And we're
yeah.
like, cool. Like, it was atrocious.
Mm-hmm.
The like Drake's verses are so bad, so weak. But once you start playing that stuff a lot in the house,
yeah.
I think Quincy brought this up to, it's like you indoctrinate each other in the music. Like, you're just forced. You're
mm-hmm.
forced to listen to it.
Yeah.
There's no choice here. And then after a couple of weeks, guess what? Me and Daniel are like, this comes on on the radio, and we're like, that's our song, Aryan.
Yeah.
That's our song.
Yeah.
It became like, this was in summer. This was in summer when we were moving out of the Dunbar house. So it was
mm-hmm.
a kind of sad time.
Yeah.
And so a couple of these songs, like the James Blunt one and this one, we would wake up to every morning and before we would start the work day to move.
Yeah.
And these like carried the mood. Like
mm-hmm.
I look back and I'm like, this is my summer. This song was my
yeah.
summer. I think Aryan and Tenniel and the U-Hauls and the boxes and the sweat we had to go through, and it'll forever be like our anthem. Because I remember, like, I think I was in Montreal one time, walked into a club. I wasn't there with them, but this song came.
Yeah.
I had to take a video of myself dancing and send it to the guys because, like, hey, it's our song. And,
yeah.
And now it's like, I think me and Aryan heard this song play at a club and Tenniel was in here and we
mm-hmm.
sent him a video and
yeah.
it's like, dude, our song. So
yeah.
it's become like that.
What's it called again?
It's called Who Told You, featuring Drake.
Who told you bad man don't dance? Who told you gangsters don't dance? Even with a whip on my hip, I dance. Bad man, take another sip and dance. Two left feet, don't trip and dance. The girl want me, I might give her a chance. Give her a look, she give me a glance. You wore that tight dress just to enhance. You're like a bum bum. Never seen you before, where you come from? You got a fat bum bum, I got a long Johnson. I know I never met you at random. This must be destiny, that's why you're next to me. You feel like ecstasy. This must be destiny, that's why you're next to me. You feel like ecstasy. Who told you bad man don't dance? Who told you gangsters don't dance? Even with a whip on my hip, I dance. Bad man, take another sip and dance. Two left feet, don't trip and dance. The girl want me, I might give her a chance. Give her a look, she give me a glance. You wore a tight dress just to enhance.
Touch my forehead, chest, left shoulder, then right side. Pray my brothers are good outside. I know the vibes, I know the vibes. You're the one, girl, stop rolling eyes. I find love and it slowly dies. So Lila Pie, don't make my eye cry. Let me hold your controller. I'm not one of these controlling guys. I want you to touch, roll with the girls, them, and socialize. Enjoy your life, your backside is so fit, it opens eyes. I know the vibes, I know the vibes. Just cause I'm not jealous doesn't mean I don't care. That's just not fair. I knew you were trouble, I wasn't prepared. If I were married, this might turn a scandalous affair. Trouble is there, trouble is there. Trouble been right there, trouble is there. Trouble gon' find me anywhere. Trouble gon' find me, bubble and wine. Hey. Trouble gon' find me. Trouble will find me anywhere. Trouble will find me, trouble will find me. It's okay.
Don't
dance. Even with a whip on my hip, I dance. Bad man take another sip and dance. Two left feet, don't trip and dance. The girl want me, I might give her a chance. Give her a look, she give me a glance. She wore that tight dress just to enhance. If you come close, I'ma explode. Girl there carrying a heavy load. Wind your waist in a semicircle. Getting money fast, man's not a turtle. Had to go through so many hurdles. Block so hot like inferno. Had some issues that were internal. Had a mad life, I could write a journal. But I can't lie, I love the journey. Me and the money had matrimony. All the ratchet gal want pattern up. All the posh gal get ratchet for me. If you love me, you clap before me. If you throw it, I catch it, trust me. Gal come from far, even up, sir. I want the best, not come see, come sir.
Who told you bad man don't dance? Who told you gangsters don't dance? Even with a whip on my hip, I dance. Bad man take another sip and dance. Two left feet, don't trip and dance. The girl want me, I might give her a chance. Give her a look, she give me a glance. She wore a tight dress just to enhance.
Okay, so the next song, very famous, very, I'm sure everybody's heard of this. It's Break Even by The Script, your classic heartbreak song. But it's not why it's here, actually. This is a song for Cam. This is me and Cam's song.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually one of my fondest memories with Cam. And he's going to hear this and be like, we've done more fun stuff. But without fail, most parties we go to together in the last 3 years, or our parties at the end when people are supposed to be going home,
mm-hmm.
you know, either the hosts are like, dude, time for you guys to leave, or it's our house and everybody's left and it's just us. Cam will come to me and be like, Ryan, put on the song. I'm like, whoa, what song? What's that? I'm like, dude, you know the song we sing, the heartbreak note. And I'm like, Break Even, and we play that and we blast it full speaker and we sing. We have a ballad, me and him.
Mm-hmm.
There's a really funny video, I think, of me and him, like, just 2 a.m. like, mm-hmm. bellowing the song out loud. Like, you really feel it, you know?
Yeah.
And this is it's also our karaoke staple. We sing this together karaoke. This one's me and Cam's like special song,
mm-hmm.
but it also talks a lot about, it's like a big heartbreak song. It's a big love song. And, it carried me through tough times, tough breakup times.
Yeah. And do you want to talk a bit about like how you're like UBC's leading expert on romantic love?
UBC's leading expert. I wouldn't say that just yet. So shout out to Tenniel. The story goes that I was reading a bunch of books on love and the psychology of it over summer, and I just had a breakup. So I was kind of sad. And Tenniel comes up to me and he's like, why don't you run a course on this stuff? Mm-hmm. Like, you're sitting here all day moping around reading these books. Like, why don't you do something nice about it? And I'm like a seminar? And he's like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, nah. Who's going to want to learn about this stuff?
Yeah.
Turns
You're
out
the only person who's ever been
yeah, I'm the
up.
Only I'm the only person going, you feel like that. I'm the only person who's got his heart broken. This is me. No one else is going to understand. Turns out over 100 people wanted to take this course. And
really?
Yeah. And you're not normally a student-directed seminar.
Yeah. They're like coming to your course to be like, please take this class. We need 10 people.
We need 5 to 10 people. Otherwise, we overflew. There were too many people.
Yeah.
And just to like fill in everybody, and me and Tenniel ran a seminar last term on the psychology of romantic love. And we mapped out, imagine a person's story of falling in love. So,
mm-hmm.
like, we start off with actually defining what love is,
mm-hmm.
and defining it across cultures, looking at different cultures and how they conceptualize love, which is really interesting because we all conceptualize it kind of different.
Yeah.
And then we kind of looked at someone like the first stages of attraction. What is attraction? There's a lot of science behind attraction. What makes someone fall in love?
Mm-hmm.
We looked at the brain chemistry, the neurochemistry of your brain, looking
mm-hmm.
at brains under MRI scans and what neurotransmitters are being released when you fall for someone, when you feel like love for someone, or when you're just attracted to someone. And so we went on that kind of journey, like imagining, okay, we're now at attraction this week. Next week we talk about like first dates and like dating behavior and like approach behavior. Then we talked about the psychology behind sex. We had a guest lecture,
mm-hmm.
the Professor Samantha Dawson, who's a big leading expert on the psychology of sex, come and
mm-hmm.
speak to us. And we gave her all these sorts of weird questions about sex. And we went through like what makes a relationship strong. We looked at data from like big couple studies that looked longitudinally at these couples that
mm-hmm.
work well. What makes a relationship work?
What makes a relationship work?
It's commitment to the person, but also commitment to showing up and doing things. Not like, you know, little things do matter. Like putting in effort, bringing, I don't know, flowers, or not even something cheesy, like making the bed in the morning for someone, going out of your way to show care, novelty, bringing in like excitement. And it can be as simple as like, oh, we've never gone to trivia at the pub. Let's go to trivia. Let's bring in some sort of playfulness and adventure to keep the relationship, especially when you're in a long term. That's something that came out really big. And we also talked about breakups and what happens, why relationships go south a lot. And then basically concluded with like a whole discussion on that, like the whole journey of love and looking at it through like a scientific, psychological lens.
That's really cool. Well, congrats.
Thank you.
That's amazing. I really hope that you like provided your roommates with a, with your, the expertise too. I'm sure they were like really respected it and were like, I should come to you for advice. So can you remind me again, what song are we listening to right now?
We are listening to, I would say, one of the best heartbreak songs ever written. This is Break Even by The Script.
Don't believe in, 'cause I got time while she got freedom. 'Cause when a heart breaks, no, it don't break even. Her best days will be some of my worst. She finally met a man that's gonna put her first. While I'm wide awake, she's no trouble sleeping. Breaks, no, it don't break even, even, no. What am I supposed to do when the best part of me was always you? And what am I supposed to say when I'm all choked up that you're okay? I'm falling to pieces, yeah. I'm falling to pieces. They say bad things happen for a reason, but no wise words gonna stop the bleeding. 'Cause she's moved on while I'm still grieving. And when a heart breaks, no, it don't break even.
I'm falling to pieces. I'm falling to pieces. Still, I'm falling to pieces. I'm falling.
You're right. I thought that I didn't know this song when I looked at the title of it, but as soon as it started playing,
you,
I was like,
you know about it?
This one.
This next song is one that's kind of funny. It's kind of wild.
Mm-hmm.
And I associate it with a lot of special people in my life, and you'd be surprised when you actually... The song is not like a... It's not a wholesome song.
Mm-hmm.
It's a shake-your-butt kind of song.
Uh-huh.
And what's funny is Aryan... This is for Aryan. Aryan put us on this.
Mm-hmm.
Played this one morning. He's like, new Drake. Or no, it was after breakfast. We were walking around downtown. He put this on the phone speaker out loud. Everybody's hearing it.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll hear it when you say it's not something that you should be playing loudspeaker.
Yeah.
And we just all
even
started,
on Granville Street.
Even on Granville Street. You know, there's levels to it. And we all started dancing. And then Quincy and Aryan heard this at the club. And they were like, oh, it's like... And once you actually listen to the song and get past to the crazy chorus,
mm-hmm.
Drake's verse is kind of nice. SZA's verse is really nice. My best friend Izzy, she played this song a lot last term.
Mm-hmm.
And this was her like... start of the day energetic enthusiasm song.
Yeah.
It became like our like dance anthem. Like, so this one is for Aryan.
Cincinnati gang, hood bitch, tatter gang, for she tatter name. Real bitch held me down for I had a name. Heard this money on my head, what is that to me? I put 100 bands on him, he put a rack on me. We from two different worlds, but it's a match to me. To bend it over, only time she turned her back on me for real.
Shake that ass for me. Bend that ass over. Let that coochie breathe. Shake eyes and you know the truth of it. I see the future and I can see you in it. Girl, I'm not stupid, so don't put no stupid shit, I swear. Popping my shit come with consequences. Post nut clarity, I came to my senses. I knew it was love when it started as a friendship. Asking about a baby, we should probably get a friendship. And take care of the dog, take care of the dog. Until the dog days are over, the dog days are done. And you know I am the one, I'm the one. The dog days are over. Dog days are done. And you know I'm. We was fucking night after night. I changed your life. You ain't even know how to suck it right. I taught you right. You ain't even heard of Grace Bay till I bought the flight. You ain't even know how cold you was till I bought your ice. You can't even look at him the same. We a different type. You just text me tripping. I reply, have a safe flight. Wanna stick around for the ride, baby? Hold on tight.
It seems like when you've been apart from your roommates, you know, like you hear a song playing in the club, you send a video of you dancing to it. Like, music has been something that has connected you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that, like, if you do end up graduating, splitting up a bit, that music will continue to be something that bonds you?
Mm-hmm. Well, shout out to Teniel. He every couple of weeks, he'll send me a song he's listening to, and I'll send him one back. And we keep that going.
Yeah.
I'm loving Spotify's blend function, where you can invite your friends and basically it creates like every day. I'm not sure if it's every day it updates music, but that's a great way to keep in touch with some of my like friends abroad. I've like been like, yo, I want to hear what y'all are listening to. Let's create a blend for us. And that way you get to, it's quite fun because you can see, oh, I was listening to this song. My friend was also listening to this song. Sometimes it's like these embarrassing songs. And you're like, oh, you're listening to that too? I can see.
Yeah.
But yeah, shit, like people who share good music to you, keep those people around. Those are good people.
Yeah, and you were mentioning that you have some sort of like chalkboard right now.
Yeah. We need to clean that up, Aryan and Quincy. We need to clean that chalkboard up. But back in the day in Dunbar, me and Tanya would have our song of the day going on. So one of us would write a song, and throughout the day you'd see it and you'd feedback at the end, be like, was it hard? Was it clean? Was it good? I was missing a Drake feature. So we had that going, which was fun.
Wow. So maybe you should start a Spotify playlist called Song of the Day.
Yeah. So we tried. It's called, our pilot program is called Friday Flex.
Oh, okay.
It started off as like try to be healthy, so flex on the mirror and send like a picture of your body, like a gym picture, and then add a song to it. It was supposed to go like that. It started off well, and then it became just songs. And guys, we have to do a better job of doing. We haven't been sending each other songs for a while.
Wow, so many traditions related to music.
Yeah.
So I think you've got two more songs.
Mm-hmm.
What's our second last tune?
This next song is by my favorite band. It's a three-piece, mostly instrumental band out of Austin, Texas. And they're featuring Leon Bridges, one of my favorite artists. It's called Texas Sun. And the one thing I can say about this song is me and Teniel really like Leon Bridges. When I first used to play this, you'll hear in the chorus when they say Texas Sun, Teniel would absolutely like yell that in the house, like out loud to hurt your ears every single time this song played. And so that just became a memory of like, you hear and he'll just be yelling, Texas Sun, like really loud. And I would laugh every time. And this is one of those songs.
Yeah. I hope when he listens to this, he's like in public.
I hope you
yell. And he yells and everyone around him jumps.
Sun goes down. sun. Say you wanna hit the highway while the engine roars. Well, come on, roll with me till the sun goes down. The Texas sun. Caressing you from Fort Worth to Amarillo. Well, come on, roll with me to the sun dips low. Texas sun. Texas sun. Oh, girl. Texas sun. When I'm far from home and the cold winds blow, stuck out somewhere, folks I don't know. Cause you keep me nice and you keep me warm. Wanna feel you on me, can't wait to get back there again. Texas sun.
So this brings us to our last song. Thank you very much for bringing this new relationship, you know, something more than friendship, something different than family to the podcast. It's clear that this was the perfect relationship for you to feature.
Yeah.
Lots of stories about music. So thanks for chatting.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
And as is Love Notes tradition, I would like to invite you, if you want. You can speak directly to the roommates. You can do one at a time. You can do all of them at once. I don't care. It's your thing.
I can do all of them at once.
but yeah, a little break from us chatting to each other. You can talk to them.
Cool.
And then you can finish off by telling us what the last song is.
Okay, roommates. I hope you all listen. I hope you enjoyed this that I curated, we put together for you. Thank you, guys. Thank you for being my family out here in Vancouver. Thank you for making it such an adventure and making memories with me that I'll never forget. I think it's been such a fun ride. And I don't like talking about endings, so I'm not going to talk about this like an ending, like we're never going to see each other again, because we do, and we plan to, but I did want to offer my, like, gratitude, because it's been really lucky to have been able to live with my best friends and to tell people that, yeah, my roommates are my people, one and the same. And, like, I love going back home. I have a home to go back to. Like, we built a home for each other. We built a nice bond with each other. And I think we should honor that. And I'm grateful to all of you guys for that. Love you all. This next song is a cool one. I still hate this song a lot. Shout out to Quincy and Aryan for, I'm so annoyed at this song, but it captures, this is Aryan and Quincy. Like, I will forever think about this song, and it's a really sweet one to end. It's called Fraulein, and it's with Tyler Childers. Quincy's been on a big country wave these last few months, and I've never really been into country music, but I guess when you are forced to listen to his speaker every morning, you warm up. You warm up. And so
it's only a matter of time.
Yeah, matter of time before you see me at the Roxy, like, on my country
cowboy boots
and everything. Yeah. Well, this is for you, Aryan and Quincy.
Far across the deep blue water lives an old German's daughter on the banks of the old River Rhine. There I loved her and left her. Now I can't forget her. She was my pretty Fraulein. Fraulein, Fraulein, look up toward the heavens each night when them stars start to shine. By the same stars above you, I swear that I love you. You are my pretty Fraulein.
When my memories wander away over yonder to the sweetheart that I left behind, in a moment of glory, her face comes before me, the face of my pretty Fraulein. Fraulein, Fraulein, look up towards the heavens each night as the stars start to shine. By the same stars above you, I swear that I love you. You are my pretty Fraulein.
And that brings us to the end of another episode of Love Notes. Thank you, Ryan, for being such a great guest, answering all the questions, thinking hard about love, and showcasing a relationship that clearly has a lot of tenderness and a lot of music. Love Notes is in its teens now. I think this is like maybe our 16th, 17th episode. Super proud to be approaching our 20s. But I'm not sure how far we'll get into our 20s because I'm graduating. So if you have any desire to be a guest on Love Notes, it's time to take the plunge. And if you have any desire to take over Love Notes as a host, reach out too. I'd love to see this show keep going. I love CITR. I think this is a fun idea to get to know some of the people that you meet in your class. You know, reach out and see you in a couple weeks, Tuesday at 10 a.m. Happy early Valentine's Day. Bye.
For the first time ever in the Lower Mainland, Carrie Newman's The Witness Blanket is being exhibited at the West Van Library. The Witness Blanket is a large-scale art piece consisting of artifacts from sites and survivors of Canadian residential schools. For a self-guided tour of Newman's work, visit during regular hours from January 26th until March 10th, 2024. The West Van Library is open from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Thursday, and from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Friday through Sundays. The annual Sled Island Music and Arts Festival is back, June 19th to 23rd.
Experience 5 days of music, comedy, film, and art in diverse venues across Calgary, Alberta, featuring New York experimental hardcore trio Show Me the Body as guest curator, incisive Chicago rapper Mick Jenkins, Los Angeles indie rockers Cherry Glazer, genre-bending rap artist Carrie Foe, Montreal-based hip-hop trio Planet Giza, 70s Zamrock revivalists Witch, renowned soundscape composer Laurel Halo, British electronic producer Forest Swords, eminent post-punk three-piece Wombo, Philadelphia hardcore punk group Soul Glow, and many more. Plus, there's over 150 more artists still to be announced. Check out the current lineup and get your passes and tickets at sledisland.com.
Yo, well, I was born out of the means of two beings, been in love with a self-caring other mom who never disappeared. Dysfunctional family explained my youth so clearly. We shared pain and tears, but we had to stay near to each other despite feeling 20 when I was 7. Blessed by the heaven, brethren for staying out of trouble. Lost inside my bubble because I needed to be cuddled. Surrounded by models who were popping gas like bottles. With Buxton trying to make a dime to singing. We caged in and trying to make a dime for ramen. A second-class citizen who couldn't care to listen. And trying to find a way to breathe this life through a pencil. It seems fair to all. Love meets us all. Bring down the wall, let the peace steal the globe. And just learn from the greats. Avoid all the mismatch. Music's my best therapy. I gave birth to symphony, alive and so healthy. Her last name is Melody, joyfully harmonious. Like choruses from the gospel, she's so glorious. Precious like Mother Earth, man, she's so gorgeous. Yo, I ride a break a leg to break a pen. But they say it's a good luck, so I'm a user just to move ahead. A lover of creation, I put my hands in all things to bring to life something that's bigger than me. I count my blessings every time when I'm stressing. Head above the surface to avoid losing oxygen. My plate is full and I'm only getting started. I started to think the writer's blocks comes with age. But my inspiration comes every time when I'm in the moment. I'm so high that my feet hardly touch the ground. Love of my people, black, smart, and good thinker. And believer that a youth have a bright future. I'm tired of being lectured by some fake vultures. You haven't learned your lesson like an adolescent. Reminiscing of the words of my reverend. Delivering messages to peeps that stay level-headed. We came a long way, way before the 808. And bumping tapes in the cars and staying up late. Despite the highs and the lows, one thing is for certain. The growth of my presence is built on work and not chance.
And Learning Network presents on CITR Radio.
This podcast was recorded on the traditional, ancestral, and unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh people.
To learn more about the land you are on, visit native-land.ca.